this week's episode of The Engaging Marketeer, I'm going to be talking about Facebook advertising, but I'm not going to give you the usual tips on how to do Facebook advertising. I'm actually going to talk to you about how you shouldn't do it and what is an absolute, complete and utter bloody waste of your budget. And the reason I'm doing this is because I myself saw an ad just the other day, which was targeted at somebody like me. So the targeting on it was perfect, but the ad itself was unbelievably crap. Now, the ad was for a collectible geek website based in the UK. And they were advertising a selection of products on the ad in a carousel, a product carousel. And the first ad in the carousel was for a Transformers Optimus Prime Hot Toys rig, a truck. It's brand new out in the UK. It hasn't actually come out yet. It is on pre-order, I believe, although there's rumors some shops have got it in stock, but no one's ever seen it yet. So it's quite an exciting toy. It's quite an exciting thing. And it's a really small truck. It's a Hot Wheels car. You know, those cheap little cars you get in toy shops that range for about £2, £3, £4, except this is a truck with the trailer behind it. And this price, it's priced at about, what is it, maybe £10, roughly. But it doesn't transform or anything. It's just an Optimus Prime truck in a Hot Wheels packaging. Very exciting. And I saw this ad with this Optimus Prime truck aimed directly at me. Brilliant. It's exactly what I want, just what I'm looking for. So I clicked on it. Now, because it's a product carousel ad on a Facebook ad, you would naturally assume that when you click on the product in particular, and bear in mind there were other products after it, if you scroll to the right or swipe to the right, you'll see other products. You naturally assume when you click on the product, you are going to be taken to the product page. Because remember, one of the key elements of successful Facebook ads, and I've covered this in one of my very earliest podcasts, so it's one of the most basic things you should be doing for digital marketing and for Facebook ads. One of the key elements is the destination. Where are you sending somebody when they see your ad? Because you are paying to display that ad in front of your target customer, your target client. You want to make sure it's the path of least resistance so that when they click on it, they go through to exactly what they want so that they can inquire or download something or add to your mailing list or buy the product, which in this case is what I wanted. I clicked on this ad and I went through to the homepage of the website. I couldn't believe it. The freaking homepage. Why have they sent me to the homepage? Why have I clicked on an ad for a specific product and gone through to the homepage? It's like the advertiser saying, screw you, dickhead. You're now going to have to look for this. We're going to make you work for it. We're going to make you hunt for it. We're not going to show you exactly what you've clicked on because we want you to do all the bloody work. Not that it, in fact, would have been difficult for them to send me to the product anyway, because in Facebook, when you have a e-commerce, a retail website, you can simply export or link all of your products to a product catalog on Facebook. So all of the products create a catalog. So when you use them for ads, they automatically go through to the product in question. That's automated. You don't have to do a lot of work for that. But no, they linked all of the products to the homepage of the website and made me look for it. So I started searching on the website. I went into the Hot Wheels section. I looked for the Optimus Prime truck. I couldn't see it in there. I did a search on Optimus Prime. Nothing was showing up. It just wasn't bloody working. So I went back to the ad, frustrated as hell, and had a flick through all the other carousel products they've got on there. Every single one goes to the homepage. Furthermore, they've been extremely lazy. They haven't fed in any of the product titles. They haven't fed in any of the product descriptions. They haven't fed in the prices. It's just a load of images. So I think, do they even have this Hot Wheels Optimus Prime truck? Do they even have it? Are they just showing me products that I think I would like, but they don't have them anyway? So when you click through, you can't order the bloody thing. Fine. I started Googling for it, didn't I? And I found another website. I think it was called toysandgames.co.uk, something like that. I found the Hot Wheels Optimus Prime on there. I bought it, £9.99, £10. I bought two because that's the way I operate. I always buy two. This time, however, it was intentional. Postage was about £4, so I paid £24, and they're coming out in October when they get released. So I went back into Facebook, and I saw this ad again. I saw this bloody ad again, so I commented on it, didn't I? I gave them some advice. If you were going to run a product carousel ad on Facebook, it's probably a good idea if you link to the specific products rather than make your customers have to look for the products when they click through. And they replied to me. They replied and said, we actually like to send our customers to the homepage of our website so they can look for the products from there, because we don't like to advertise a particular product. We like to advertise the front page of our website. Oh my God. Oh my God, you absolute morons. Why are you doing that? You're not doing that intentionally. You're doing that because you don't understand the way advertising works. You don't show somebody a load of products, then take them all to the homepage and make them do all the work because, as I replied to them, case in point, they can't find it. They then go somewhere else and order from somewhere else. So you've raised someone's awareness of a product. You've told them that it's available on some websites you can buy. It's available on ours, but we're not going to tell you where it is. We want you to look for it. And then they're going to go somewhere else and buy it. That's exactly what happened. And they came back again. This is the way we run our ads. This is the way we like to do our business. We promote the front of our website, not specific products. Thank you for your feedback. Oh my God. Oh my God. Please, please, if you're running Facebook ads, if you are running Facebook ads, do not do what this imbecilic company is doing. Do not do what these idiots are doing. Do not send people to the homepage of the website because you are wasting your time. You are wasting your bloody time and you are wasting your budget. You do not make people look hard to find the product that you've shown them. You do not make them have to discover where it is or find your landing page or find where they're supposed to put their details in. Take them straight there. Make it as easy as possible. One click, order, done. It's one of the basic rules of Facebook ads. As mentioned, it's in one of the very early podcasts we've done. It's in the first 10. It's number 4 or 5 or 6 or something on the Engaging Marketeer. Go into the first 10 podcasts and check that one out. I go through the golden rules of Facebook, Facebook advertising on how to do it so that you get the maximum return for your investment. Do not make mistakes like this toy collectible company is doing and in the process piss off somebody who is very clearly their target market, very clearly would have bought from them had they only linked it to the product they were actually promoting. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I haven't. I've hated the rant because it's just brought horrible memories back of this shit Facebook ad and not being able to find this product that I wanted. So if you've loved it, please leave me a review. Please share this with someone else. If you know somebody who is running Facebook advertising for an e-commerce website and needs a tip like this, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.